friends, neighbors, strangers, and enemies. Welcome all. It's Pastor Bob, and it's our daily respite on Tuesday, August 24th. This is our 16th episode of our daily respite, and it's Tuesday. It must be Drew Lugenbuehl and his very interesting and kind of in-your-face devotional called Adventure is Out There. One thing we know about Drew Lugenbuehl so far is he gets right down into our daily lives. He's what we call granular. You know, he's like boots on the ground. He talks about real life stuff that's happening and sometimes isn't easy to talk about. Well, let's see what he's got in store for us today on August 24th. His devotional today is called Long Lasting Love. Long Lasting Love. And he begins with a scripture verse from the book of Malachi. All right, the prophet Malachi, chapter 2, verse 15. Malachi 2:15 says, "Did he not make them one with a portion of the Spirit in their union? And what was the one God seeking? Godly offspring. So guard yourselves in your spirit, and let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth." Amen. When Malachi says, guard yourselves in your spirit, I used that line one time for a men's group I was working with called Guarding Our Spirits. Guarding Our Spirits Against the World. It was a good group. So there's our verse. Let's begin our devotion. This is Drew Lugenbuehl, Long Lasting Love. Malachi did not have an easy job. God charged him with telling Israel of its unfaithfulness. He describes the laws the people are breaking and prophesies about the future. In this particular verse, he is working on marital unfaithfulness. You've heard it said that the two shall become one. However, at this time in Israel's history, the people, specifically the men, were getting plenty of divorces. Basically, as soon as they were bored, they found a new woman that gave them some excitement. When they did, they ended up leaving their original wives. As it was then, so it is now, as I like to say. Drew continues, Malachi is warning them not to do that. He is making God's case for the people. Essentially, he is pointing out that the people need to come to their senses and stay with their wives. They need to ignite the spark that at one time had been ignited for the wife of their youth. Instead of trading out, they need to stick it out. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm unqualified at this point in time to talk about marriage. Why, you ask? Well, because I'm single at the time of writing this devotion. I've had one girlfriend up to this point, and that relationship lasted about 6 months. So, I really don't have the credentials or experience to relate. However, I'm more than willing to give you my 2 cents. In watching my parents, I learned what a good marriage looks like. They loved each other, and it was apparent each and every day. They made sure we did things together as a family, like going to church, or eating dinner together, or going to a ball game together. However, one of the moments I'll take away from them is what happened when us boys weren't in the room. My parents would sit on the couch and have a cup of coffee together. Now, personally, I don't drink coffee. But the two of them would drink it and spend time together. At some points, this turned into my dad giving my mother foot rubs as they watched the news or some movie that had just hit the television. So many of us like to look at the big things in a marriage and use those as our reasons. However, my parents would tell you it's the little things that add up. It's the little time spent together here and there that make a difference. My dad certainly rejoiced in the wife of his youth, even 25 plus years later. And it wasn't because they always did the big things. It was because they took the time to do the little things, which nurtured their love for each other. Today's takeaway: are you married or in a committed relationship? Is it going well? Might I suggest taking a step back and reigniting the flame which made you fall in love in the first place? Perhaps it's a simple dinner together, or maybe a walk outside. Either way, anyway, find a way to rejoice in the wife of your youth. Amen.